I'm with Chef Jeremy in his kitchen, and I'm looking at your menu here, and you have got something, you have got fish dole. What exactly does that mean when you have a fish dole?
Dole is the French term for something deep fried. So if you go to France and you want fish and chips, look for dole à l'anglais, which is fish deep fried English style. Which I don't know whether that's a good representation or not of us.
That doesn't sound like a compliment, does it?
No, well, I'm not going to get into French politics while we're here, but dole just means something deep fried. So, you know, it covers a multitude of things.
So is that similar to, say, Japanese tempura?
No, because alioli is usually, it's a scented batter and it's usually deep fried and it's got a nice golden colour and it's really crisp. Where the similarity is with tempura is really crisp. But when you make a tempura batter, you can use varying different flours and stuff, but normally, they obviously use rice flour, you can use buckwheat, which depends on what you want to do. We use it for some vegetarians because it gives us diversity. But primarily is that you can use a good quality water or sparkling water they sometimes use. And it's the way they mix it. Proper tempura is not mixed to a smooth batter. It has lumps of flour in it as well. So when you're frying it, you get the texture of the crispness. You maybe get a bite of the flour. And because they use rice flour, you get a ricey bite. It's a bit like, those puff cakes you get. You get that sort of texture. And that's the Japanese batter the way. And of course, the way they do it is usually they mix it with chopsticks. So when they're mixing it, you tend to get lumps in it, and then when you see a proper tempura, a really good Japanese restaurant, it's really crisp, but it's quite pale, and they're not overcooking the vegetables. Whereas like when you cook fish alioli, you have to cook the fish. Whereas sometimes they like to have a bit of crunch, and it all depends. And they pickle things as well. And I mean, I love Japanese cooking because it is so fresh and vibrant. And a society that spends 60% of their income on food isn't a bad thing in my book.
That's fantastic. You've got your chef over there. Who's he's your chef de partie?
Oh, don't tell him that. No, Carl's my sous chef, so Carl is really the guy that makes the place run. I get to take all the credit, and he gets to do all the hard work. But Carl runs the kitchen for me. He runs the pass with me, and then he also runs a section, which is the sauce section. He just really makes sure all the guys do their jobs and everything's running.
And he's just going to put this fish dole on. What are your top tips? If we're doing this at home, what are the rules and what do we have to follow to make sure that we get a really good, battered fish?
So a good batter recipe helps, obviously, to start off with. But there's several batter recipes out there. You just find one that works for you. We've got one that works for us. It's quite simple. Secondly, good quality fish, nice white fish helps, and the temperature of the oil. So you've got to have a temperature that's going to crisp and brown, but it's also not going to burn before you cook the fish through. But a really good tip is that whenever you're deep frying anything, if you flour it very lightly, and you can season the flour with salt, pepper, or whatever you want, it also helps the batter adhere to it. And that's a key tip, is that people obviously drop things in the fryer and the batter slips off, and it's because they haven't got anything to adhere to it. A bit like when you tile a bathroom, they put the scores in so the adhesive can adhere to the back of the tiles. It's exactly the same way for when you're dropping batter in a fryer.
And what else can you do, Dolly? Is it just fish or is there anything else?
So you can do anything you want in the batter. I mean, the traditional thing is obviously fish, but you can do shellfish in batter. I mean, you can put meat in batter, but the problem is obviously meat takes a lot more time to cook than fish. The great thing about deep frying fish or things like that is they take 30 seconds to cook, whereas meat takes a lot longer. And I think the sort of switch over from alioli is that usually it is fish, but when you do something for meat, it's usually panade, which means it's got egg. You do flour, egg, and breadcrumb, and the scallop of veal hockstein is a classic dish that is a breaded veal or scallop, and that's sort of what you do with meat as opposed to deep frying alioli.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Happy frying.